Welcome back, radio friends. Today we have an important topic to discuss. We're familiar with it, I know, but I want to approach it from a slightly different perspective, and that is giving and receiving. We want to see what the scripture says. We take our text from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gifts and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urge Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as for you, abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. That's the grace of giving. Father, we want to implore that you help us as we go through this very important topic, giving and receiving. Make it clear to us. Make it clear to us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We will attempt to answer two important questions in this first part. I'm not even sure that we'll be able to answer the two questions. But there are actually three questions. Why should Christians give? And what do Christians give? And how do Christians give? Why should Christians give? Number one, the nature of God answers that question. The nature of God calls for giving. God is a giving God. The Bible introduces him to us in Genesis as a giving God. The earth is a gift from him. Apart from this material gift, which is the earth, the Bible also gives us a catalog of the priceless spiritual gifts God gave the world through his people Israel. Look at Romans chapter 9 from verse 3. Romans 9 verse 3. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen according to the flesh, Paul is speaking, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. We are familiar with John 3:16, so familiar with it now that we do not give it sufficient thought. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. In this, we find the climax of God's giving nature. People can give without love and at little or no cost, but no one can love without giving sacrificially. Only the giving that stems from love is true giving, and this is the giving that honors God. The nature of God is one reason why Christians should give. Secondly, all of life depends on giving and receiving. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, we read, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And in verse 6 of that same Galatians 6, He says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. There you find giving and receiving. One gives something spiritual, and the word of God says you, the recipient, can also give, but something physical. I know that some of us are familiar with John Donne's famous statement. John Donne, who lived long ago, he said, no man is an island entire of himself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less. As a manner of thy friends or of thine own, where? Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind. And he says, therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. John Donne is telling us that all of life depends on giving and receiving. And wherever you are, wherever you may be, you are in a position to receive, you're in a position to give. Thirdly, God has designed giving as a means of enriching or blessing his people. Proverbs 11, verses 24 and 25. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. That's the one who gives. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Verse 25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. God has designed giving as a means of enriching his people. Malachi 3:10, the popular scripture. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. I know some people say that tithing is not for the New Testament, it's in the Old Testament. But I want to remind you that Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, and Melchizedek is a type of Christ. But that apart, those who say that tithing is not for the Christian, I want to tell you that it is a good way to start. Because under grace, which is your argument, you're supposed to give more than one tenth. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 9, 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. God has designed giving as a means of prospering his people. The one who gives, God prospers him or her. God is looking for an open channel to pour his blessings into that. Because when the channel, you, if you are the open channel, when God sees that you will flow with his gifts, with his blessings to others, he will pour more and more into your life. Do not be like the Dead Sea that receives and does not give out. And that's why it is dead, for no life can thrive there. But the Sea of Galilee is so rich, it receives and gives. What does God expect us to give? Why do we give? We've seen why we need to give. We give because the nature of God calls for it, because our God is a giving God. We give because all of life depends on giving and receiving. And thirdly, God has designed giving as a means of enriching or blessing his people. When we come back, we'll look at what God expects us to give. What does the Christian really give? But before I pray, I want to challenge you, radio friend, with that verse that we read earlier, the old scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave He has given you the best, and that is His Son. Whosoever receives the Son, to receive the Son means to believe in Him. You will not perish. You will have eternal life. The greatest gift that God has given to any man. Have you received the Son of God, radio friend? Do so now. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity we have had to look into your word. And I pray for my radio friends, and I pray, dear Lord, that you bless those who have not received the Savior, that you bless them now with eternal life. And those who have received, that you open them up as your channel of blessing, that you may pour more and more blessings, spiritual as well as material, into their lives, that they may dispense to others. Grant this, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.